Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Lepsinger. Rick's talking to us about accountability, his ACT model, as he said. Rick, remind us what ACT, what ACT, ATC means.
ATC, it's action, which is, you know, being clear about, you know, what they're supposed to do and the standard to which they're supposed to do it. T is for timetable, the specific about the when, and C is the check-in, the periodic check-ins or the times where you'll monitor
right.
Key milestones along the way.
And so you talked to us about earlier about how to do that with our employees, but one of the things I wanted to propose, Rick, is why small business owners aren't always good at this model. And the reason I think it is because we're so busy doing so many of our own jobs, and nobody has to monitor us. Nobody has to manage us unless we've spent years in you know organizations where management was the coin of the realm, not entrepreneurship, not being visionary. Unless you've had that kind of background, which many entrepreneurs don't, you're not used to that. And if you're doing your job, you hire somebody. You expect them to do their job, and I think small business owners feel that their employees are doing exactly what they're doing, which is owning a project, and we also sometimes I think that these people should be able to read our minds, and this is a gut check for me, Rick, for small business owners to think about what I just said and to say, okay, these people can't read my mind. Am I giving them the information that they need? Rick, I think that's what the problem is for a lot of small businesses. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly right. And your point about people can't read your mind is exactly right. You know, you may have an expectation for performance or an expectation for things being done to a certain standard in a certain way. But unless you're really clear about it, you know, people will fill in the blanks and do it the best that they think or the best that they can. So the more guidance and the more direction you can give, the better it is. But like I said before, we're hesitant to do that because we're concerned about micromanaging. We're concerned about demonstrating lack of trust. But to your other point,
another thing, Rick, is in a big company, there are all kinds of meetings. There are all kinds of little filters that you have to drop projects through. And if a ball gets dropped, if somebody's got bad information, it gets picked up a lot quicker, a long time before the final product is made. In a small business, there are not that many meetings. There aren't that many filters, and there are not that many steps before somebody's ready to deliver the final product. And that's another reason why small business owners, in my opinion, need to be extra vigilant, pay more attention than they do to your ATC model.
Although it could go the other way, because in a larger organization, you know, you would think that there'd be a lot of filters and a lot of hands and minds who are touching the project and would identify potential problems. But I think it could go the other way. In a smaller business where there are fewer people, it's actually sometimes easier to be able to communicate, share concerns, raise ideas. But it's up to the business owner.
You are correct. It should be, but it just doesn't always work out that way.
Right. It's up to the business owner to set that kind of an environment. Because the other thing about accountability, it really has two sides to it. We always think of accountability as finding someone to blame when something goes wrong. And you see that in
right.
politics and business all the time. But real
right.
accountability is taking initiative. It's really solving problems even when it's not your fault. It's really focusing on achieving deadlines and producing deliverables and
right.
taking that responsibility.
You know, Rick, I have an idea for how small business owners can get started today working on your ATC model. And that is, ask yourself, how many meetings am I having with my people in a week's time? regularly scheduled meetings that you are faithful to. And if you're not having at least one a week to talk about where you've been, where you are, and where you're going, you're making a mistake. Rick, I've seen this happen. I've seen small businesses go from not so good to great.
Jim, I think that's right in terms of having meetings. Although when you talk to managers, the big complaint is we have too many meetings. And I think the key is making sure they're good meetings as opposed to just frequent. You got to make sure they're really good with a clear agenda and a clear deliverable and a clear outcome.
Give us that website again, Rick.
It's www.onpointconsultingllc.com. And my new book is Closing the Execution Gap. I have two chapters on accountability in there.
Closing the Execution Gap, outstanding book, too. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
My pleasure, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me. Twenty Tail. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.